You might want to start off just explaining what that is.
Okay. Well, what happened was Texas Education Agency released their 2013 accountability rating, which means that they have four different distinct measures that we look at now. One of them is academic performance. One of them is the closing the achievement gap. The third one is post-secondary readiness. And the fourth one is academic progress. And so those four distinctions came in, or those four areas of what schools are now actually graded upon, if you will, or given an accountability rating, if you will. This is the second year that this accountability rating system has been, this is the second year of the test, and this is the first year of any type of accountability. And so we're really proud that Bryan earned 21 campus distinctions this year, and the district met academic standards for every school. And what that means is that every one of our schools met the academic performance standard by about 20% or more, is what I was told this morning. And I looked at the scores, and I'm really proud, which means if we were in the old accountability system, all of our schools would have been either academically acceptable, academically recognized, or academically exemplary. So we've closed that gap, and we're really, really proud of that. So the district has done well. We've put a big focus in on academics. We have done a good job. We're very proud, and Bryan. I would say that we've invested a great deal in instructional coaches this year for this upcoming school year. Our school board has approved that every school in our district has at least two instructional coaches to help our teachers plan and prepare for the new accountability system and the rigor in which that it comes about. So our board and our money all go back to academic achievement, and I think that's paid off by making sure that all of our schools did meet accountability standard for academics. So we're really proud of that.
And certainly a boost for your teachers and administrators knowing that this kind of academic momentum is underway.
Oh, absolutely. You know, these teachers and teachers across Texas have worked so very hard. And then to go through an accountability rating system like we've had this time, where there's so many unknowns. We didn't really know what the game plan was going to look like. We didn't really know what it was going to come about or how it was going to come about. And so we really went into it blind like every other school district in Texas, and they really did fantastic, and we're very proud of them. And so we're proud. Now, we've got some areas for improvement. We've got some areas that we've got to improve upon. Like I said before, we did meet it in academic achievement, and we also met it as a district in how well the students do as far as progress goes, but we didn't meet it as a district in closing the achievement gap. We did as a district, but then we didn't make it in post-secondary high school readiness. So as a district in those four areas, we made it in those three, but we didn't make it in two. Or excuse me, we didn't make it in one, which is post-secondary readiness. And we missed it by one percentage point. The standard was 65%, and we were at 64%. And we did miss it by one, but we've got the plan of action to fix it, and so we are. But when you look at what we've focused on as a district the past 2 years, which is academic achievement for all students, then you look at that, and we're right where we want to be, and I think that we're doing a great job academically.
And it's certainly a win-win situation with what you do in the classroom and what you do extracurricular. They both really feed off of each other.
They do, because if you look at our students and now we're meeting the standard academically, I would hope that we would have some students now that we shouldn't have students that are ineligible. I think our curriculum is becoming aligned, and I think that we're on the right track.
Same thing applies with some of the I'm going to call it specialty academic programs, whether it's at collegiate or the joint project with Blinn, or what else that's going on in your secondary schools.
Right. Well, what had happened on that is you have schools like Bryan Collegiate High School, for example, by U.S. Today and World News Report, top 1,000 high school in the country. I mean, what a distinct honor and what a great job that Bryan Collegian has done. The areas that we are going to be focusing on is making for sure that every one of our students is looked at in a matriculation plan with our counselors to make for sure that they are all as much as possible on that recommended plan. And even though they may not be going to college, they are definitely going to be prepared for post-secondary high school readiness. And we're very proud of that. And so we're on the right track. Now, this is our first time to go through this new accountability rating, and to miss it by one percentage point, I think I told you a while ago, 65. It's actually the 75 was the passing or the standard, and we were at 74. I think I told you 65. So sorry about that. But when you miss it by one percentage point the first time around, I look at that and I think, you know, we've got areas for improvement, as every school district does. But when I look at the academic standard, which is the very first indicator, and every one of our schools met it, that's something that we're very proud of. We're going to build upon, and we're going to continue on working on closing the achievement gap between any of our demographic groups. And then, of course, we're just going to continue to work hard and do what's right for kids and focus on instruction and focus on what's right for children.
You know, this is such a complicated subject, and my attempt is to boil it down to where not only educators understand what you're talking about, but more importantly, parents and other patrons.
That's exactly right. And it's confusing. It's confusing to the accountability system is confusing to many. Just that school funding is the same way. It's confusing. You know, when you talk to the people that were the forefathers of this accountability system, they told us that it should be simplistic enough that anybody can understand it if you went to the local barbershop or the hairdresser. And now it's gotten to the point that you need statisticians, you need accountants, you need all kinds of specialists to figure out finance, school accountability. And the problem that I have with probably a lot of this is that a lot of it comes to you after the fact, and it's not a plan. It's not something that you know enough in advance to work on to make for sure that your schools are completely ready, if you will, for these accountability ratings. So now that we know the rules of the game, we'll do better next year than we already did. But I'm here to tell you, Bryan is definitely on the right track academically, and it's going to be another great year in Bryan schools next year.